We have to do things, obviously, during December. We're not just going to be sitting at home. I will be spending a lot of time at home because I don't want to catch COVID-19. Unlike some other fools, I'm certainly not going to venture around loads of people with my nose hanging out of my mask. So one of the things that I like doing, or I used to like doing before lockdown, was, you know, enjoying the Table Mountain Cableway. And what they want to do these days, not that they didn't want to do this in the past, but they want locals in particular to take advantage of their Black Friday special. Now, it's only 80 Rand per person for locals, but let me get Wahida Parker to tell you more about that, the managing director of the Table Mountain Cableway and all these things, even the ads that we read out of clients that suggest people come together. Our caveat is always do this responsibly. Make sure that you social distance. And we had the amazing Dr. Keith Kluter, the head of health in the Western Cape, saying that he's very worried about people congregating. So on that note, though, it doesn't mean we don't have to do anything. Wahida Parker, great to have you on the show.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
It's a pleasure. And, so tell us more. We love the Cableway. And I see you got a couple of Black Friday deals. We'll talk about my caveat later, but let's get into the meat of it, right? 80 Rand a person for locals. Tell us more about the deal.
The offer started on Monday, the 23rd. Every day we'd made an amount of tickets available for people to go in online and buy these fantastic, never-to-be-repeated special. Mm-hmm. It was aimed particularly at people who had never gone up the cable car.
Yep.
Our main initiative is to make sure that every South African has the opportunity to experience one of the new seven wonders of nature. Mm-hmm. And it's in our backyard. We have no excuse. This is the one we can tick off for sure.
You know, 80 Rand a person for locals to visit Cape Town, of course. You'll be able to experience, of course, the beauty of Table Mountain with the Table Mountain Aerial Cableways Black Friday promotion. And the special is a discount of 300 Rand off the normal retail price. Now, I'm going to be naughty and say that I'm one of those people that believes that locals should be paying a lot less. When it comes to all sorts of all sorts of attractions. So whether we're talking Red Bus, whether we're talking Table Mountain Aerial Cableway, whether we're talking Sand Parks, although I do think Sand Parks, to their credit, have a system. Because, you know, locals are the ones you still want you to help you out during winter when times are good, etc. What's your take on that?
I've always held the view that by doing specials throughout the year, we are able to do much better than setting a price, which then is applicable forever. And it doesn't feel like a special. Mm. But if you see what we've done since September, in September we had a special that said buy one and get two tickets for free.
Go.
In
cool.
October, we offered a ticket for just 100 Rand.
Yes.
And now for Black Friday, we're offering a ticket for $80. So, you know, with every passing month, we are looking at innovative ways to offer South Africans and locals especially a special that is quite unprecedented.
Absolutely. And then what about COVID-19? We had a very stern warning from the health chief on the show just after 9:40 today, stating that he is worried about people congregating. So what plans do you have in place to make sure that we limit the potential spread of COVID-19?
And that's exactly the reason why we limit these specials, so that we can control numbers. When we're at capacity, we no longer accept people onto the site, and we try and ensure social distancing. It is very difficult, especially when people come up in groups or families that want to stand together, and then it's incredibly hard. So we're calling on visitors to also play a role in managing the social distancing. Obviously, if you don't have a mask, you will not even be allowed onto the site. There are sanitizing stations all over the premises to make sure that people do sanitize and do clean their hands. We sanitize the cable car after every trip.
Good.
We've taken the windows out to allow for free flow of ventilation. And we are really keeping our eyes open to make sure that the moment we feel we're at capacity, we call in the help of traffic services to close down the road for us to make sure that we don't allow any more people access.
Okay.
I know visitors aren't very happy with this. They get quite angry with us. But this is a necessary step.
And once you're on top of Table Mountain, I've got a couple of ideas as to what you can do with people who refuse to wear their masks. But I don't think it'll be very legal. Waheda Parker, we hear lots of great things from our friend Nazar Pangaka about you. It's great to have you heading the Table Mountain Aerial Cableway, and you must have a wonderful day.
Thank you so much. And thank you so much for having us on your show.
Absolute pleasure. Waheda Parker, Managing Director of Table Mountain Aerial Cableway.